I believe that we're living in a very crucial time when many Christians' hearts have grown cold and lackadaisical towards God. If we've ever needed the fire, the passion to be renewed in our heart for Jesus, it is now. My friend, we find the church looking at the world more than looking at Jesus. We get more excited about a dinner plate than we do about the Word of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted and thankful you can join us today on Truth in Fact. We are in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verse 32. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" That's right, Jesus speaking to the men on the road to Emmaus. And their hearts burned within them. And I pray that our heart would burn within us when we read the Bible, when we hear the preaching of the Word of God, because we're so hungry for Jesus. Some people have lost their passion for the Lord, but what do we need to do to regain that passion for Christ? Well, number one, we must have a first-hand experience. One must have a true encounter with the living God. It must be real. My friend, not something fake, not something just emotional, but something that is real, that'll change your life forever and ever. Oh, that we would have such a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. May God touch us, and may God draw our hearts closer to Him. As the song goes, "Draw me nearer to you, fill my heart with your presence the way you want to, till my soul is ablaze each and every day, draw me nearer, nearer to you." And my friend, I pray that that would be your desire. This should be our cry. This should be our prayer. But notice something. These two men were walking away from Jerusalem. Emmaus was about 7 miles away. They weren't going towards Jerusalem, but away from it. Well, what happened in Jerusalem? Well, Jerusalem was the place where Jesus was crucified. It was the place where Jesus rose from the grave. Jerusalem was the place of the great king. It was the holy city. It was the place of the cross. It was the city of David, the place Jesus said to tarry until you're endued with power from on high. And Jerusalem is the place where Jesus is coming back to set up his kingdom. But notice that these two men are walking away from Jerusalem, not towards it. Further away, not closer. Well, let me ask the question. In which direction is the church traveling these days? Is it traveling towards Jerusalem or away from it? Towards the cross or Calvary? Towards Pentecost? Towards holiness? Towards the resurrection? Or are we going away from the cross, away from holiness, away from Pentecost? You see, going away from these things are some of the conditions of the heart that has ceased to have a passion for Christ. Their fire has fizzled out. They have lost their zeal for God and His Word and His church. They're no longer moved towards spiritual things. They no longer have a passion for Christ. And some try to regain the fire by coming up with a new program or a new method or a new gimmick, but these will never suffice. They will never work. We try to regain the fire by singing songs louder and faster. But listen to me, my friend, I'm not trying to upset anybody or make anybody mad or offend anybody, but singing it louder and faster just results in a dead church looking like they're alive singing it louder and faster. They're alive in name only, but they're dead. Maybe a lot of noise, but there's no life in that. Just because there's noise doesn't mean that there's life. The sad thing is many people are fooled by it. They mistake it for the anointing. It seems that everybody has the anointing these days. Churches use the term anointing for advertisement. My friend, if the anointing is there, you don't have to announce it. The people will know it. I pray that you will desire to have that fire and passion for the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, and that you would make that your prayer today.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.